All right, next up we've got The Alleviators with Song of the Ravaged. Chorus is super effective in this song. I feel like it lifts the mood really like it should, and when it hits, I'm really fully engaged with the song. And my favorite part in the chorus is when Becca sings those high harmonized lines, like when she sings "laugh in your face" or "have a parade." It's super good. You know, the chorus is supposed to be the most engaging part of the song, and in some of these songs, it's not, but in this one, it is, and I think it's the best part of the song. It's well-arranged, well-performed. I think Travis's lead guitar work is also excellent here. Some of the other non-chorusy parts of the songs, I feel like Becca's vocals are maybe a little bit low in the mix, and I'm not getting as much of Becca as I'd like, but the chorus is so good, it can cover up for a multitude of tiny other sins that I might pick nits about. I'm not fully getting the whole song within a song concept here, but I'm not a judge, so I don't have to.
I am a judge, and I think the Song of the Ravaged is kind of a song of popular uprising. It's a song of standing up to oppressive forces. I think Travis confirmed in the Discord after the round had finished that it's loosely based on the situation in Portland and the ICE. Do you call it ICE in America? ICE, the ICE,
yeah.
Kind of raids. It's largely about that and kind of people standing up for the community in the face of government oppression. So I think Song of the Ravaged is supposed to be kind of a popular song of protest. That's what I took from it. I was quite comfortable this was meeting the challenge. And I'm arch pedant, so if I think it meets the challenge, it must do, yeah.
Becca is from Portland, so that makes sense. That tracks.
The first image that I got was that Kendall Jenner Pepsi commercial, which is, I'm sorry, not a very positive kind of a reference, but I don't think that's what they'd intended. I don't think that's what the actual song is about. But still, I feel like it sort of has that vibe, fighting some organized force with a song. It's probably more about Trump sending troops into the cities that thoroughly do not need them there and don't want them there. But the thought of countering that with a song is, I don't know, I think it's a little strange. It's a little fine. It still sounds like a wonderful song, though. You know, the song itself is excellently performed and produced. And I feel like I should just mention, my husband worked downtown just a couple of blocks away from the supposed crazy riots that resulted in, you know, federal troops coming into LA. That was months ago now. But then I had a work trip to Portland literally the week prior to the federal troops going into Portland. And I was staying downtown and there was nothing going on. And there was nothing going on, you know, there was essentially nothing going on when my husband was working downtown in LA. All of this stuff is absolutely just this weird, unnecessary, wasteful flex by Trump. You know, this is just utter nonsense, all of it. Completely, a complete waste. Nothing is being accomplished by any of these things, except he just wants to show that he has control of the military or something. It's bonkers and idiotic. And yeah, it's just nonsense.
You know, well, you thought of that, is it Pepsi commercial?
The first listens through, really, I was like, they're trying to, you know, counter this supposed riot or this, you know, impending conflict with the song. Is sort of like the commercial where Kendall Jenner steps in between two conflicting
Yes.
forces and fixes it by giving them a Pepsi.
Right, right. Now, I would contrast that with Woody Guthrie, you know, when he wrote "This Machine Kills Fascists" on his guitar. So I think it's possible for music to have an outsized impact on politics. And I think, you know, the Crosby, Stills, and Nash song about the Kent State riots, and, you know, which I think was powerfully able to shape public consciousness. So I think there's like the Woody Guthrie, Crosby, Stills, and Nash end of the spectrum, and then the Pepsi commercial end of the spectrum.
Yeah. Of course, that was 50 years ago. I'm trying to think of anything that could potentially be considered, you know, more recent than that and seemingly effective. And I just can't come up with any examples.
What do you think, Mike?
In terms of what the song's about, or in terms of the political situation?
Just your
in
reactions.
I mean, I thought the song was about the ICE raids or something very similar. I didn't put that in my reviews because I'm always very aware that the media that we get over here is not necessarily unbiased. And you have to be aware that it's coming through channels that have a slant and you might not be getting the full picture. So I don't know what the political situation is like in America. It all seems very proto-fascist to me. It seems like the early stages of somebody that is intending to do something fairly, what's the right word?
Authoritarian.
Extreme. Yeah. So it looks to me like an extreme, testing boundaries is what it looks to me. So Trump is doing these raids or commissioning the troops to go and do these raids to test whether they will, and to test the public's reaction to them. It seems to me to be just a dipping a toe in the water for what's to come. But I don't know whether I'm getting unbiased sources. I know, for instance, there's a very properly right-leaning view in America of what this country's like that I don't recognise. There's a lot of stuff about knife crime and the country's lost to immigrants. It's not my experience of the country. The country seems largely how it's always been. It's a pretty well-mannered, nice place to be. So I'm aware that you don't get the news necessarily straight. But yeah, I think the political situation in America seems febrile. It wouldn't surprise me at all if your constitution took a bit of a battering, more so than it has done already, in the next 4 years, say.
In the past, I've gone to the BBC News to see how it looks outside of what we're exposed to here. And I think there's sort of like a different, you know, if you go to NHK or BBC, then you get this outside view that is not necessarily colored by how people want to see the U.S., really, in the U.S. So I think it's valuable. It might even be better than getting the traditional news sources in the U.S. talking about the U.S.
I mean, the BBC has come under a lot of pressure. Whether this all makes a podcast or not is up to you. But the BBC has come under a lot of pressure recently for being quite right-leaning and platforming what are effectively fairly minority right-wing views and pushing one party in particular to a position where it looks like they might even win an election. And it's astounding to me because their views are not widely held, as far as I can tell, but they're given platforms other smaller equivalent parties are just simply not given. The media is what the media is, I guess. In terms of the song, I really love the song. I think it's a great song. I thought there were a couple of bits that might have been, the editor's chopping board might have been quite useful at that point. So the bridge I thought was a little bit too long. And there's a section towards the end, there's a slower, gonna drown you out section. Just seemed like another song dropped in. Just, it broke the mood for me. I wasn't quite sure what that added to the song. But it's a song. It's a lovely song. It sounds great. The choruses are excellent. It's one of the best choruses in the round. Becca's voice is awesome. The guitar parts, Travis's guitar parts, and the chorus in particular are just superb. Again, they're broken guitar parts that just knit together really nicely. It's a really nice way of playing guitar. Yeah, really good song. Liked it.